Welcome back to the second session of BP D&D. When we last left our heroes, they had found each other in the process of concerning shoes. Our good friend Eddie Fastlane, the cleric on the lam from gambling debts, was delivered a message that he had to stop a sneaker heist from happening, or it would be unfortunate for him. He heard our good friends Porpo Dorpo and Lord Baron of Stratford upon Avon upon Stratford performing a podcast in a town square where they mentioned the shoes. He listened in, and after the podcast was finished, led them over to a discussion in the nearby Welcome Inn. They were joined by Dick Army, the Prosperity Paladin, who was curious about these shoes and whether or not they might be a source of sin or perhaps a good source of revenue for one's holiness. During the discussion, it was agreed that all parties were interested in learning more about this heist and either stopping it or, who knows, maybe making off with a pair or two of shoes. They headed up to the third floor of the Welcome Inn, where they observed some gambling. A inadvertent fire was started, and they managed to get a tip that led them to the Goat and Cabbage Tavern, which is now just known as the Goat, where they met three gentlemen who claim to be the ones that are going to be perpetrating the heist. Not a very bright bunch. They invited our intrepid heroes along, and they're supposed to meet them at Delver Square later this evening. But first, we're going to join our party at dinner.
Yeah, so a lot of people were saying, and this is in Stratford upon Avon, I want to be clear, not Stratford upon Avon upon Stratford, but Stratford upon Avon. A lot of people were saying, look at that hill. No one will ever build an entire house on that hill. They won't
do
it. Do
you think you could, I mean, you can tell the story, but just the food in the mouth is a bit much.
So,
it's just, I'm sorry, I'm sitting directly across from you. And so for me in particular,
so anyway, so a lot of people were saying
have heard the story before too.
They were that's just another saying, thing. No, and this is it's a different.
And look, not to pile on here, but you're opening your mouth wider than normal, as if to present the food to us.
On the second telling, yeah, your mouth just widens with each telling.
This is a different story. So what happened?
It's been word for word exactly the same. It's just harder to understand.
Okay, if you think it's word for word the same, then you tell me what happens next.
Your family is wealthy. And you brag about all the money you have. That was the whole thing. There was no ending to the story. It's just an excuse for you to brag about
how we build the house on the hill
with laborers, and you stiff them as well, right? Isn't that the whole story?
Okay, I have told the story before.
Okay, I mean, can we? Are we done? We're waiting on you.
They won the lawsuits. I don't know what the problem is.
I gotta finish this eclair.
Okay, a member of the wait staff at the Fragrant House, the restaurant at which you're eating, rolls by subtly and drops a bill with maybe a pointed look at the folks sitting there. But they don't say anything and just glide away.
They didn't. We have to ask them to split the bill, I guess. They don't split it before.
I think the tip is built in, though. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, it's just parties of four or more. So
it's built in. I'm not adding anything extra.
For four or more, they build the tip in.
They build the tip in.
So I mean, we can split it. I know it's like it's customary to split it down the middle, I guess. But you had the wine. You guys shared the wine. I got an ale for myself, and the wine is more expensive. So I feel like we can cut that out. And I'll sort of pay my share based on the ale that I had.
Well, I personally feel like, you know, someone at the table has spent the entire meal talking about how wealthy they are, and maybe they should take on a little extra.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's a really good point.
And here's the thing. I think we've all had these desserts, and I think a lot of people are saying I'm the only one who's been eating dessert, but I've seen you guys.
Yeah, we finished ours like 20 minutes ago. You're taking forever. Because you keep talking. You keep stopping
to
talk.
You were looking at the desserts and you were saying, I want that.
Half of your dessert is on my face.
Exactly. And so that's why you and I should
spit. I can't pay for the dessert that you spit on my face.
You can and you will.
No, I could pull a Bible verse on you about this. This will not stand.
Here's the thing. I am very wealthy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
We're aware.
But I left my European Express in the car.
So you're not paying for anything. You're not even paying for
I don't have a card. I have no way of paying for this.
Do you have Venmo?
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh, you just got my eye.
Dick, I'm sorry. It just have you tasted this eclair? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, she's tasted your eclair because you're.
I had a bite of an eclair and then I put it down and then the rest of it got spit on my face.
I'm sorry. It's just the thing that I find. It's you know, and a lot of people will say this about wine, but I actually think this is true of dessert as well. It is important to eat with your mouth open because it allows oxygen into your mouth while you're eating and it unlocks the flavors in a way.
Is that true?
Who told you that?
That people who eat with their mouth closed, you're not enjoying it the way that you could be enjoying it.
Where did you hear that?
I read it.
In like a book?
Yeah.
Oh, he can read.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tracks. Wealthy Man's Monthly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Okay. So we'll split it. Even though I got the ale and you guys got the wine, we'll split it four ways. Is that fine?
If you think
I guess fine. I'll cover for Lord Baron over here.
Yeah.
Now, have we considered how it is. We consider just saying we have a four-way bathroom emergency and just making for it, you know, and just running away and not paying.
Oh, the dine and then followed by the dash. The classic maneuver. Yeah, I mean we have to get to the square pretty soon, so we don't really have time. And I don't know where our server went. So
she disappeared.
Yeah,
I think I saw her.
Yeah, she gave us a bit of a look, and some people would interpret it as pay, but I think it could just as easily be read as don't pay at all.
She sort of winked at me. She did it. Well, she winked like with both eyelids at the same time, but she was looking at me and she winked twice. Yeah.
That's a blink.
No, it was two winks.
Corpo, that's a blink.
No, it was two winks at the same time.
That's a blink.
It was two winks at the same time.
That's a blink.
But I think
so it was
what
both
she,
eyes.
No.
That's a blink.
But there was a slight There's a slight time difference.
No, that's
very,
a blink.
Very,
that's a lizard. That sounds like you're describing a lizard.
How quick was it?
It was like just the wink of an eye.
That's a blink then.
No, it's a wink.
It's a blink.
No, but it's a wink of an eye.
When it's two eyes, it's a blink.
But there was a slight.
She's looking at us again. What is
it? Yeah, let's get her over here. We got her.
Yeah, let's see her. Let's see if she's blinking.
The waitress moves over and looks at you inquiringly.
Is it okay if we dine and dash? Would you care?
She sort of gets a look on her face and says to you, "Well, typically people don't ask about that, but I prefer that you didn't."
I would like to roll to intimidate her with a wink. I would like to intimidate her with a powerful wink.
I was going to say, typically winks are not intimidating, but
they are when they come from the Lord Baron of Stratford upon Avon upon
Stratford. All right, lay it on me. Let's see your intimidating wink.
It's a 11 plus 3 intimidation, 14.
She looks... you have to say that she does look alarmed by the facial contortions here. I'm not sure that she's intimidated precise, but definitely unsettled at a minimum.
That's right.
But it doesn't really change her stance that given the choice of you folks paying or not paying, she definitely prefers the paying path.
Look,
I tried. I winked at her. I mean, normally when the Lord Baron winks at a lady,
try winking twice like she did earlier.
That's a blink. But it's crazy that
did it again.
And that was a blink again, both eyes, same time. That's what we call a blink. And I know this because my Uncle Will, as a lot of you are familiar with,
God.
He was actually the one who invented the phrase in the blink of an eye. When Romeo fucked Juliet for the first time and came very quickly.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's how he invented that phrase.
It's the wink of an eye. It's in the wink of an eye.
No, the blink of an eye. And that was because Romeo was so horny.
I would like to roll to persuade.
Just clear that Romeo was very horny and he came very quickly when he had sex with Juliet for the first time.
Okay.
And Uncle Will wrote about that very extensively. He said, in the blink of an eye, Romeo thrust forth from his loin.
Was he making a point by making them children, or was that just kind of like just something that...
You know what? And I never asked him about that, Dick. And that is a great question, but I don't
know. I've always wondered that.
I will say Uncle Will did have a lot of nieces and nephews. And he would call
them. Jerry,
that
makes me feel better.
That can only mean one thing. Nieces and nephews.
I don't know. All I know is that he had many nieces and nephews, and I don't know who they were or what they were doing.
Well,
but there were a lot of them around, I will say that. And he did name them all Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
So very weird.
That's high status to name your own nieces and nephews.
It's just a right
that from your sibling kind of
situation.
I agree. I did think Eddie, it was a little bit weird that he got to name them, but I didn't ask any questions about it. I just said, okay, well, that's Romeo 6 and Juliet 9. I don't know what they're doing. But
well, what's your name? If you're one of the nephews, what's your first?
I am one of the nephews, but that is besides the point.
Are you Romeo?
I am Lord Baron of Stratford upon Avon upon.
Yeah, but like
you skip the Romeo thing.
I don't have a
Romeo Baron.
Yes, exactly.
So if we Romeo. Would you be cool if he called you Romeo?
No, much like the size of Stratford upon Avon upon Stratford, my name is actually Hamlet.
Okay,
and that is who that is what I am named after.
Why was your name not Romeo?
Yeah, did that create tension?
No.
This was sort of before the whole Romeo Juliet thing.
Indeed. Maybe? And Eddie, you would think it would cause a little bit of tension, but what it was actually is that I was the most good looking and gifted of the nieces and nephews. And so everyone just kind of
accepted. That's not really what Hamlet was famous for though. That's interesting.
It is. And I don't
know why. He was just the most suicidal of all of them.
What is crazy to me, Dick, is that you don't even know who William Shakespeare is, and yet you are familiar with his work. So are you saying that you actually do know who my Uncle Will is?
Because well, no, you on the
no, I have no idea who you're talking about.
All of his various writings. But I would like to roll to persuade the server to let us go without paying. And I will do that by double winking at her.
I'll be honest. I wink at a lady. It's not even a dine and dash. It's a you know what.
That's a 17.
I know what.
Oh,
and that's plus 2 charisma, I guess.
Your persuasion. You actually have much better than that. I believe you have a plus 6. So, this is. In all the annals of double winks across the world, this is one of the true legendary ones. I would describe it as molten, perhaps. She's taken aback at the feelings that you have stirred in her. She sees a new life perhaps unfolding before her in the majesty of this, what we really should call a facial twitch. But she's sufficiently entranced that she takes the bill from your table and she attempts to return in kind and slips writes across the back of the bill some her name and an address and slips that back to you and walks away.
Cool. I didn't think that was going to work, if I'm being honest here.
So can we just leave
now? I think
now?
We can just go now, yeah.
I mean, goddamn, what a double wink.
That was incredible. Have you considered becoming a priest? I feel like your talents are wasted in the podcast space.
I think the double wink comes through in the audio medium as well. But I do just want the Lord Baron to acknowledge that was a double wink and not a blink.
I will be honest with you. It was mostly a blink to me, but obviously it had an effect on her that
wasn't smoldering to you at all.
Well, it was not. It was very, to me, the difference between what you're calling a double wink and a blink is
one to ten. What was the level of eroticism?
It was completely imperceptible to me.
24.
I mean, that's what obviously everyone else thinks it was cool.
Everyone else is
so
super
what,
horned up because of the stuff I did with my eyes.
What am I?
Oh, I'm so distracted. I'm not going to be able to do jack shit. This is.
I can't even see anymore because of the spit that's in my eyes.
I'm going to need 9 minutes.
All I will say is that obviously you and this woman are going to be making love, I assume.
After
and
we do I the do, yeah, we got some stuff.
And
to do
I have actually written a song for this, and so I will just if you need musical accompaniment.
No, I don't.
Just let and here right. I'm going to pull out my pan flute.
This is you played this song for us several times. Song.
This is no, but. Now it's different. Can you hear? It's a bit of a different pitch.
Oh, the tone is a little.
The tone is a little different.
You know what it is.
Now that I can't see my ears are. I can hear it even louder.
And you can hear, Dick, that there's clearly a difference.
There's no, I can hear it the same, even clearer than before.
I heard a bit of a difference.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. And that is the song that I play while I'm making love. And I can only assume for you, Porpo.
Like you play it while you're.
While I am making love, yes. No, what, no kissing at all. Because I'm very busy playing the pan flute.
What are you doing with your the hands you have to use for the pan flute, though, right? That's a two-handed job.
You would think that, but I have actually invented this very sexy device. It's like kind of a leather strap. It's almost like, you know, you put it kind of around the back of your head and it holds the pan flute in place below your mouth.
I'd like to roll to try to physically pry my eyes back open from my eyes that have been sealed shut by the eclair spit.
Yeah, that would be a strength test.
Okay, there we go. I rolled a 19.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, you're able to rescue your eyesight.
Well, Hamlet, wouldn't you believe it? Your spit's not as strong as I thought it might be.
And you're the first woman to ever say that, even though you're a man, Dick.
Well, here I am.
No, you're a woman. I don't know what you are.
I'm still a woman.
Yes, it's imperceptible to me. I've never met a woman named Dick before, and I must admit it was very confusing to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just kind of changing the narrative around people named Dick.
And good for you.
We're allowed to dash, right? We did the dine part. Now we can.
Oh, we did get consent to dash.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. We had I'm seeing this double wink. I had this ball gag pan flute device described to me. I can't get my head around it. We gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that's fine with me. We can dash. Just to make triple sure that we get out of here. I do think I should play a song to distract everyone in the restaurant while the three of you disappear, and then I will follow you out.
How will you get out, though? Because they're going to be looking at you because of the song.
Well, but I will. It's one of those. It's a classic move. What you do is as you're playing the song, you slowly back out of the restaurant.
Okay.
And then you go. So anyway, I'm going to take out my drums and I'm going to roll for deception. And we'll just make sure as I'm playing the drums, make sure you guys sneak out the back.
Okay? Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I rolled another 11, and that's a plus 3 for deception, so 14.
Not an amazing roll, but it doesn't really matter because it turns out no one's really paying attention to you. So
all right, so I'm taking out my drums because everyone is looking right at us, and we need to make sure we get out of the Fragrant House immediately. So here we go. I'm going to play them, and you three sneak out.
Okay. We can fly.
All right,
I guess we'll just. I'm not gonna even speed it up, really.
Again, no one's looking at you, so you should feel free to exit the restaurant.
This was so unnecessary.
Okay, you guys get great. So I can see they're all leaving now, and I am just going to dip out as I play my drums.
Oh, can I roll to take the entire bowl of mints at the front of the restaurant?
Sure. That would be a sleight of hand, so you're plus 5 on that.
That was a 2.
Jesus Christ. So you attempt to pocket the entire bowl of mints on the way out, but you manage to tip it over. Mints just go everywhere. The maitre d' is looking at you like you're some species of heretofore undiscovered insect. You know, patrons are just staring at you. You do manage to pocket a couple of extra and slink out. There's no real consequences. You just look like a heel. That's all.
Perfect. All right. You guys want
What's the group feel on floor mint? I'm not opposed to floor mint.
I am an old smoker who has never brushed my teeth. I'll take any mint.
Oh, these hands are made for scooping. Let me scoop these up.
I have literally never eaten anything off the floor in my entire life, and I won't be starting now.
How do we feel about shoe mints? My pockets are full.
Again, it wouldn't be me. I won't be eating them.
It would be me, and I'm A-OK.
All right, 2 out of 4, that's good for me.
Okay, so the party manages to leave the restaurant in, I don't know, good order for this group, I'm going to say. So you are in Midtown in the city, which is not far from Delver Square. It's now in the evening traffic, so there's lots of folks wandering around, either to or from dinners. There are street performers that are still busking for spare change. It's a very lively part of the city, one that continues to stay busy essentially all night. Delver's Square itself is a large open area that features a number of large heroic looking statues that are monuments to famous adventurers past. The weapons and staves and everything are clearly exaggerated. The style is best described as over the top, but they're nevertheless eye-catching and provide sort of a gathering area for folks. One of the features of Delver Square is a large cork board that people post notices when they either are looking for someone to perform a job for them or to connect with other adventurers. You're certainly welcome to look through that. There's the infamous Tavern Row here that features a number of bars in case you have not spent enough time in bars or restaurants thus far. And there's a number of shops that cater to adventurers that are within Delver Square. The other outstanding feature of it is the entrance to the catacombs underneath the city. These are sprawling underground areas that encompass many generations of tunnels and crypts and catacombs. They have never been fully mapped. No one's entirely sure what all is down there. And it's one of the things that draws adventurers to the city is exploring that area underneath the city.
I don't know if you guys know this, but to get a statue erected of yourself in this area, you have to have a lot of money in big pharma. So again, if that's something, I can't say it enough. If you're interested in getting on the ground floor of some of the drugs that I'm testing, that I've been tested upon, you know, I just say, you know, let me know. Have a shoement and let me know.
Dick, you're the amount of times you've been trying to get my money from me for this so-called big pharma.
You got to get it on the ground floor. Otherwise, everyone's addicted and the market is flooded. It's a mess. That's what happens.
You know who lives on the ground floor, Dick? The servants. That's where I keep them.
Okay.
I don't get in on any ground floor. I actually have a staircase that takes me immediately to the second floor of my abode, so I don't even have to look.
You don't have to look at more people.
And speaking of statues, of course, as you guys, I'm sure, have heard, because it is one of the most beautiful statues in all of the land, there is a statue of myself in Stratford upon Avon upon Stratford playing the pan flute, and people flock from all over to see it. It's beautiful.
Now,
What drugs did you invest in for that?
I didn't invest in any drugs. I don't do drugs. I never have heard of them.
I'm curious about this big pharma thing. Like, are the animals really big, or are there just a lot of them, or like, what's going on with that?
Oh, I see the mistake you've made here. There are big pharma doesn't necessarily require a farm, but it does help. If you have a farm full of, let's say you have a farm full of cattle, and you give every cattle a big blue pill that's supposed to make your brain scramble up like a bunch of eggs. You know, that's easier to do than with people. And that was why, I mean, that's kind of why I'm curious, because it seems like, you know, maybe there's some people that have already taken some stuff in here.
Is that what the statue's for, though? Was scrambling a bunch of cow brains? That's why the...
That is not typically why they erect a statue of folks in Delver Square. Usually it's for, things like rescuing someone important or defeating a threat to the city. Being fabulously wealthy and bribing the correct people. It tends to be things like that.
But hey, I mean, if a couple of cows' brains get scrambled along the way, you know, that's sometimes it's just necessary to get a job done.
I tell you, I've taken my fair share of pills that on further inspection must have been intended for a cow.
Sure.
Scrambled up every little bit of me inside. I'm all topsy-toivy in there.
And that's
so,
what
yeah,
makes...
What I'm saying is I'd love to get in on the ground floor of this. I've been treating my body like a garbage can for drugs for years. Might as well get a little chunk of change, you know?
Eddie, you're what we describe in the biz as a classic test subject.
Absolutely. I've been told I was in high school. I was voted most likely to be tested upon until I died.
All right. I'd like to offer you, I got a handful of stuff in my shoes that might be helpful to you. So I'd like to roll to try to convince Eddie to take an experimental drug I have in my shoe.
Sure thing. Is that DC up to me?
I was going to say, do you need to be persuaded? It seems like you're sort of on board already.
I mean, just based on the way I've been playing him, I'm going to set this DC at 1.
Okay, there you go. So that's your target number that you have to
hit 1. Okay, yeah. Well, let's see how this goes. All right, I got a 5.
Hey, yeah, congratulations.
So, Eddie, let me ask you a question. Pink, blue, or green?
Well, pink, blue, or green, why do I got to choose? Give me all those until mush them together until it's just a brown swirl. And I'll
take all 3. All right, I've got a little.
Shove it down my gullet. Earlier, I was looking on my own character sheet because I was worried about this bill. I have no gold. I have if I have gold, I can't find it on me. So anything I can do for money, I am desperate for it.
Well, you know, we'll see about the money. There's but you've already agreed, right? So let's take
no backing out of that. Yeah.
On the other end. All right. Well, here we go. Here's 3 pills, and just give them a quick swallow. We'll give it a couple hours. See how it goes.
Yeah, gulp, gulp, gulp. Down they go. Oh.
All right, I'll check in with you in a bit.
Yeah, we'll need to come back, and you'll probably need to make a constitution save here at some point, but we'll revisit that in a little while. In the meantime, as you are standing there discussing pharmaceuticals, your dates roll up. So as a reminder, we have Nunzio and his 2 buddies. They are clearly armed for trouble. They are fully armored. One of Nunzio's guys is carrying at least 4 swords that you can see. Another one of his guys has a knife clenched in his teeth that he refuses to take out even to talk. And they're clearly anticipating trouble. So Nunzio rolls up to you all, kind of looks you all up and down and says, "Hey, are you ready to go?"
I would like to roll to the guy with 4 swords. I would like to say swords much to him and make him laugh. performance or persuasion? Yeah,
sure, we can make a performance roll on that.
Okay, I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna say swords much no matter what. So
okay, yeah, of course you can succeed in saying swords much. Yes.
Okay, so I rolled a 4. Swords much?
He just mean mugs you. Like he clearly heard you, but you know he's all business is what his demeanor is here.
Nunzio, are you Nunzio?
Are you talking to Nunzio, or are you talking to one of the other guys?
I'm talking to Nunzio.
No, I'm Eddie Fastly.
Are you? No, I'm not talking to you, Eddie.
I'm a little disoriented. I just took 3 drugs.
Yeah, no, I'm speaking with Nun. Are you Nunzio?
Yeah.
Hey, one of those Nunzio, one of those statues does look like, it looks like you.
He sort of looks around, sort of squints at the indicated statue, which is like wearing wizard robes and a hat, and he turns back and he's trying to be funny.
No, Nunzio, I just thought maybe you could give me some insight into how you get a statue here, because I was reading the plaque of this statue and it said that this statue was built because this person, he killed one evil man. That was his whole, he just killed one man.
Say swords much to him. You're losing him. Say swords much.
And so here's what happened. He killed one man and they built him a whole statue. And I can't help but notice that there's no statue of my Uncle Will. And we would say that he saved tens of thousands of people with his writings.
I gotta say, I'm about to kill a man right here.
You're going to, well.
He's talking to you.
You think he's
going? He's talking to you, I think. He's looking right at you.
Is he he wants to kill me?
I think he's saying he wants to kill you.
I don't want to fight you. So please. I mean, don't kill me. I just thought maybe that statue was you. That's all.
Nunzio chooses to look past the discussion and reiterates, are you ready? We're going into the dungeon tonight, so I feel like you need to be ready for this.
Yeah, I want to look like 2 feet to the left of Nunzio and say like, Nunzio, I'm ready.
How are you doing, Eddie? How you doing?
Real bad. I did make a constitution roll earlier.
Yeah.
And I did get a critical failure, so I have been...
Oh, boy. All right.
Eddie, what I'll be feeling is a miscarriage.
A what?
Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Oh, you got a couple of minutes.
I would like to roll for history to explain to Nunzio that I am ready for dungeons because my uncle Will wrote about them a lot.
Yeah, famously wrote a lot.
Very famously,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, here we go. That's right.
I rolled an 8 plus 4 for history, so 12.
So like anyone who has spent a lot of time in the company, or even a little bit of time in the company of Lord Baron, he's very good at kind of tuning it out. He chooses to focus instead on the others. Eddie has confirmed that he's ready to go, so he's probably going to look at, I don't know, probably at Dick as sort of apparently the most competent adventurer in this group because you're wearing the most armor. And so he asks you directly, are you ready to go? We should get going.
And so this is now flash forward 5 minutes later. Nunzio has asked this question to Dick and I am going to still be speaking about
it. Yeah, you're definitely still going.
And that is what happened when Troilus and Cressida both got into the dungeon. It was pretty insane. You wouldn't even believe. Okay. Dick, listen, I'm telling a story here. So
I'm ready. I'm a veteran. Okay. Do you mind?
Sorry, I just thought it might be important for you. I think of the...
No, you're right. You should finish.
Eddie has experience in dungeons.
It was like a yes or no question.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Eddie has definitely been in a few dungeons before, and I know a little bit about the types of people I keep in my dungeons, and Eddie is right up there.
I think Nunzio was looking for a simple yes
or no. Yeah, he was looking for yes or no. Yeah. In the meantime, during... let's call it a soliloquy from the Lord Baron there. Eddie, you feel like you have feathers growing out of your head, like maybe one or two. That's what it feels like when you put your hand up there. You don't really feel them, but you're starting to feel a little bird-like, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Squawk, squawk. I'm I feel like a bird over here.
Okay. But do you feel depressed? That's kind of the question I'm seeking to answer.
No, emotionally, I am at the same awful state I started at.
Oh, well, that's disappointing. That was, well, all right.
Physically, I'm feeling feathers. My bones are feeling hollow.
Don't worry, Eddie. I am barely above average at animal handling, according to this character sheet in front of me. So I will take care of you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, handle me.
Yeah, So I would like to roll for animal handling where I'm going to just rub Eddie's quote unquote feathers on his head to make him feel better.
All right. Go for it.
I rolled a 3. +1 to 4.
Somehow, and this is somewhat hard to believe, but despite taking 3 unnamed pills at the same time, blowing your constitution save and everything else going on, somehow you feel worse now. Like just... it's inexplicable that you could be at rock bottom and still find a lower depth, but here we are. It's really just a remarkable feat.
Ah, shit.
Don't worry, I'm going to fix these feathers. I'm going to fix these feathers for you. Don't worry about it. I'm like I said, above average at handling animals. We had a ton back on the hill.
So no, hurt my feathers.
Eddie, really quick, would you say that you're feeling this is more of a result of the green, the pink, or the blue? Forgot to check in on that one.
No, of course. Fair is fair. I'm feeling blue. Feeling blue.
All right. I'll get in touch with the blue guy. Let him know that it causes bird.
Yeah, if you could, anything, happy to help.
This is a big help. This is a big help. We actually, that the blue one was an unpaid trial, but we really appreciate it. And there's opportunities for future work in this space.
Yeah. You know, fair is fair. I feel like a bird and my head hurts.
Oh, your head hurts. Okay.
Nunzio has given up on getting a straight answer from you and has decided to just go ahead and proceed towards the stairs leading down to the catacomb in the hopes that perhaps you all follow him.
That's the guy. That's Nunzio, right? That's the guy.
Yeah, that's correct.
The catacombs there.
I think he's walking over to the catacombs. Yes.
Are those the catacombs? Because there might be
room for him to not wait. Right?
I don't know
that that's the catacomb.
I don't. He's.
I mean, there's a big sign carved out of marble indicating that it's the catacomb entrance.
Okay,
I'm gonna walk over to the catacombs.
Yeah, let's get over there.
I think it's the catacombs.
I think it's must be the catacombs.
Now, Nunzio. Listen, I'm a new guy, and I am new to catacombs. I've never been in them before. Could you maybe explain just to me a little bit what we're going to be facing down here? Because I've never heard of a catacomb before. I've heard of cats and I've heard of combs, but I've never.
Hey,
heard
you wouldn't
of
know looking at your hair.
So, Nunzio, what is the? Can you please explain to me what happens in the catacombs? Is it dangerous down there? Because I have to be honest with you, I'm still a little full from dinner.
Yeah, it's dangerous. Look, it's basically tunnels and old buildings and I don't know, a bunch of stuff is going to try to kill you. Okay.
All right. Well, then I get myself a little bit pumped up before we get down there, please. I would like to just play a little song to get myself and my crew pumped up a little bit before we even get down there.
If I say no, are you going to do it anyway?
Yes, absolutely. I've got this brand new instrument. I've never played it before, and I think it would be perfect for this. So I'm just going to perform. I don't need to roll or anything. I'm just performing and just enjoy it. Are you guys feeling this? I can feel the energy. You
know, of your songs, this is one of the better ones.
Thank you.
Dick, do you have any of those blue pills left?
Yeah, do you want one?
I'll take, you know what? I'll do a blue and a pink.
All right. Let's see. Maybe it was the green. We never know. All right. Well, if you're willing to take a blue and a green, they're a little sweaty, but yeah. Go crazy. Enjoy.
Okay. There we go.
Let's get in there. I'm pumped up.
Are the rest of you feeling pumped up, ready to go?
I feel better than I have in the last several minutes.
So, Nunzio, as you were walking into the entrance, so the initial entrance to the catacombs is actually has been heavily commercialized. There's like stands in the entrance chamber of people selling last minute adventuring supplies. There's a rope booth. There's a very disreputable looking potion vendor. And so if you had any last minute purchases that you wanted to make, you could do that here. It is the case that I believe none of you have any actual money on you. So you'd probably have to find some other way to purchase things. So he explains that that they're trying to work their way through the catacombs to a particular location that he doesn't want to tell you about yet. They've gotten a fair ways to their destination, but they've gotten stuck. And he's hoping that you can help him figure things out from there. As you're talking and moving through, you move from what is clearly a well-developed area of the catacombs that has been polished and is otherwise kind of safe. And you're quickly moving to a network of what are clearly abandoned tunnels. A lot of this is natural seeming. It wasn't carved out of the rock. You periodically come to a junction and he sort of sneaks off to one side and he's doing something and clearly trying to conceal it from everyone. So this happens periodically. He is consulting something or whatever he's doing, and then you pick a direction and you keep heading off. So eventually you get to a door and you're in a more artificial area. So these are clearly carved out of stone. It's regular stonework at this point. And he kind of points to the door and says that this is as far as we've gotten. Any questions before we head in here?
You guys just never opened the door. You just got to the door and we're like, well, that's it for us.
No, I understand how doors work. What's on the other side of the door?
I don't know. You tell me. This is my first time in the catacombs.
Yeah, we've never been here before.
Yeah, I don't know what's on the other side of that.
So how are you guys feeling? How are we feeling with the blue and the pink? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to keep my notes up to date.
Porpo, you do need to make a constitution save. So
okay. That's D20?
Yeah, D20, and then you add your constitution bonus of +1. Yeah.
Okay. 18.
Oh. No, you feel great.
Oh, it really must have been the green. That really narrows it down. That's very helpful.
No, I feel fantastic. We should start a restaurant. Let's start a restaurant. You guys want to open a restaurant?
I don't.
Let's open a restaurant after this.
We already have a podcast. We're not going to open a restaurant.
Yeah, we got to move on to bigger and better things. That's all I'm saying. We should open a restaurant.
It's really working.
I don't want to open a restaurant at all.
Here's the thing. We you know how they do the all-day breakfast at a lot of these restaurant places, right? We do all-day dinner. And we do all day breakfast and we do all day lunch. You can get it whenever you want. Actually, no, you can get dinner at breakfast time. You can get breakfast at dinner time. It's sort of a reverse restaurant. What do you guys think about that? Is that a good idea? Should we do that?
This is exactly the desired effect of the medication. This is incredible.
My teeth are chattering and I've lost like 3 pounds in sweat.
Yeah.
I don't know who is taking what pills, but obviously the blue pill was not very good. And the green pill apparently was good. Dick, you're thinking?
No. The green pill, well, I guess it depends on, you know, your feeling on who took the pill. The green pill was very bad for Eddie, it seems like, gotcha. Which is too bad because all it was supposed to be was vitamin A.
Oh, no, you gave me vitamin A?
I didn't know. I should have checked.
Oh, I said I got too much vitamin A.
Part of it is that you're not allowed to check. That's a part of being a subject. But it looks like the blue pill's doing well. I mean, either the blue or the pink. I don't know. I might actually pop a pink myself just to see which it is that's working the best. You know, unless anyone else would like to take a pink.
Here's the thing that I would say is I've heard of vitamin deficiency before, but I've never heard of vitamin efficiency. So I don't know what is happening to Eddie.
Nunzio, would you like, can I convince Nunzio to take a pink pill? I can roll for that.
You can try. He's going to be pretty skeptical. But you know, you can definitely try.
All right, Nunzio, I think this is really going to I really respect your work. I love what you're doing here. And I think that it could be enhanced, actually. I rolled a 12.
And your persuasion is +4. He briefly reaches out and then kind of shakes his head and thinks, maybe after we're done. All right, I need a clear head, okay?
Okay, you like an afterglow. I get it.
So
can I lean into Dick and say like, what's the story with that pill? Where's that pill going?
Listen, I don't think you need any more unless you want a second pink. Like maybe later.
Yeah. Later. But for real later, let's do this.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about it later.
So Nindio has apparently reached the conclusion that no actual questions are forthcoming and he reaches out and opens the door. On the other side of the door is a library. There are 4 large bookshelves on it, and there is a painting hanging between the 4 bookshelves.
Sorry, I got a little nervous when the door opened. I just started playing music again. Sometimes it happens to me. I just try to get everybody on the same page. My apologies.
I think Dick might have a pill for that. So there is... There's a painting in the room between the 4 bookshelves of an elaborately decorated chest, like a trunk. There's also a table in the center of the room with a slim book sitting on it. So Nunzio kind of enters. He says that, you know, hey, this library, we need to get through it, but we haven't been able to figure out how to get from here. I'm sure there's a door here. I'm sure there's a way to get through, but I haven't figured it out yet.
Hey, Lord Baron, check out that really slim book. It must be a list of all the people who care about your family history.
Oh!
Fucking nailed him!
Confidence!
Nunzio, what do you think of that?
He says that was pretty good.
I mean, I don't care for that at all. That's very rude of you to say, Porpo. And I think the thing that I would say
here is... Hey, I see a slim book. I got to take the opportunity, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, and that is, you're always trying to make these little jokes and you think you're so clever,
pretty big joke,
realistically, what it wouldn't be the slim book. That would be the people who care about my family. It would be all the rest of the books in this library combined. And I just want to say to the three of you, as well as Nunzio, and you're the too many swords guy and the other guy who's a bit,
they have names.
Yes. And I don't remember them and I don't care. As someone who, the only person in this party who has experience with books, I think this won't take me long at all to figure out this little riddle that you have not been able to figure out. I think it will come very easily to me.
There's a riddle? That's
it. I'm assuming.
I didn't hear it. A riddle be mentioned.
It's not, but like, not a riddle in a like, oh, you know, if a plane crashes on the borderline, where do you bury the survivors? Like, not that type of rule.
Oh, you would ask the families.
Yes.
That seems reasonable.
Yes. It's not that type of riddle. Like, it's like, when I say riddle, I mean like puzzle. Like, we've got to figure it out to get out of this library.
Nunzio, is there a riddle?
Nunzio just looks at you and says, look, we just need to find the door.
All right. Well, I believe, and this is just me here, I think the books, as someone who knows a lot about books, and I'm looking at these titles and they don't have a single one by my Uncle Will, which leads That's me correct. To believe that the books don't actually have anything to do with this. I think the secret is in the painting. And so I am going to investigate the painting and I'm going to roll. And I do believe the painting is going to hold the key for how we get out of here.
10. You can go ahead and roll your investigate.
10 plus 4, 14.
So, you know, the painting can be removed from the wall pretty easily. The only kind of interesting thing you find with it is that on the backside of the painting is some writing that you don't recognize. It's not in a language you've ever seen or encountered. And the is not a lot of writing on the back. It's sort of crammed into the corner, but it looks weird to you. Like it's not in a script that you recognize. Like it's not just merely in a different language, but it's in a different, you know, there's different characters to it.
Hey Nunzio, do you recognize the script? Cause I don't recognize it at all.
No, he shakes his head. He has no idea.
I recognize a script when I see one, and this is no script. Let me tell you. This is just a short sentence.
There, yeah, I've got nothing.
Can I take a look at it?
Yeah, Eddie, let me lift you up. You seem to have gotten shorter.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm the size of a little boy.
I'll give you a boost.
Yeah, lift me up on your knee.
All right, get on up.
Like a Norman Rockwell painting. All right.
That's nice.
Is this, by any chance, is this an infernal?
It is not an infernal, but you have encountered enough things to recognize that this is an arcane script.
Ooh. Well, it's an arcane script, and I appear to be 12. Take those as you wish.
And if you are 12, I think I know someone who would call you Romeo and let you live with him.
Your uncle that you love.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, okay. Yes. My Uncle Will.
All right.
Yes.
That's not as appealing as you think it sounds.
Yeah. It sounds pretty bad.
Actually. I think it's actually quite good. That's what I've heard.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like a Hamlet.
So it's arcane script. Does anyone here? Can anyone here read this?
Here's an idea I have. What if we tried to sing it? What if we took the script and we just tried to sound it out in the form of a song?
I don't know.
It might help us decipher it at all.
Well, we can't read it though, right? So
yeah, but maybe if we sing
the power of music is going to help.
Correct. I think it could unlock it. I think the power of music could unlock what this script actually means. Is that something that I can roll for, Josh? Does that make sense?
I mean, you can try, but you don't even know how the glyphs are pronounced. So it would be, you'd essentially just be making up the sound as you go along, which you're welcome to do. It just
exactly. So I do think we should set this to music, and I think it will help us all. So here we go. First of all, just let me play the song very quickly because I know it's all a language we don't understand, but we'll try our best.
I C-D-Y.
Is this helping anyone at all? Are they
just kind of echoing in the library?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we sing it like this,
you think that'll help?
I'm trying.
I don't think it's really doing anything.
It does not appear to be doing anything.
Okay, I'll try. I will roll and we'll see.
you're welcome to roll.
I rolled a 9 plus 5 for performance, 14.
So it's a fine performance of the gibberish you have decided that the script corresponds to.
Did that help anyone? No. Because that was, and a lot of you maybe don't know this, but that was actually a number one hit. I used the music from a very famous number one hit back in Stratford upon Avon upon Stratford.
There are tears just like rolling down my face.
Hey, I got a number one hit for you, and then I brandish my fist at you.
Oh, what? You're going to hit me now?
I'm considering it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I dare you. I dare
now
you,
that
you.
Now that you've dared me, I don't want to do it.
Exactly.
This trial is going incredibly well.
I'm thinking maybe one of the books holds the key to this language.
I don't think it does. I honestly don't. And again, I've said I know everything there is to know about books, and I don't think that's the helper.
Okay. Can I roll to like check the books if there's anything about arcane script?
The first thing, you don't even need to roll. When you look at the books on the bookshelves, they are all in Braille. So, unless you are capable of reading that, it's not going to help much. The book on the table is different, though. The book on the table, the slim book on the table, has a lavish illustration on the front cover of an elderly human dressed in robes, seated on an elaborate chair. The human has a golden cloth wrapped around their eyes. The book mentions that this library is a creation of Buckles, the blind sage, and is filled with his books, and is protecting the entrance to a series of rooms that are guarding his treasure. It states that the theft of the books in here will be punished by the thief suffering the same misfortune that left Buckles blind, which thankfully it doesn't go into details on. It also states that only someone who can see like him can proceed from this room.
I've heard the tale of Buckles before. Again, this is a very famous tale passed down among the English countryside. And what it actually was, it happened in a bird, first of all. Again, I say I'm above average at animal handling. And what it was someone put the very same golden bandage over a bird's eyes as a way of trying to perhaps surprise the bird to something that was in front of it. And in this case, it was a pile of food. And what happened was when they ripped the bandage off of the bird's eyes fell out of its head. I mean, it was a horrible scene. No one liked it at all. Everyone who was watching it was like, what the hell? I believe actually I didn't want to see it. And someone who was just standing around in the circle paid me to watch this happen. It was very difficult for me to see, but the bird's eyes came straight out of its head. And I never knew that this had a human quality. I thought it was just a little pissant bird that no one gave a shit about. And now you're telling me that there was another Buckles and the Buckles was a human. And I'm, Nunzio, I'm starting to think there's some bad shit down here. I'm getting a little bit fucked up.
Thank you for the recap. So the book says, it states only someone who can see like him can proceed from this room.
Well, if someone wants to not be able to see, I think that's a really strong case for the pink pill.
Lord Baron, do you want to take the pink pill?
I've never taken a pill in my life.
Well, no time like the present, right?
They've only ever helped.
Yeah, I took a bunch of pills, and look at me now. I'm a 12-year-old bird person.
look how spry Eddie is.
I do a little dance.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Eddie seems a little bit fucked up.
Yeah, but I'm doing great.
Yeah.
And I took 2.
I was about to start a business.
Eddie
yeah,
took
that's
3.
Right.
I took 2. So it seems like the less pills you take, the better it is. So if you just take the 1 pink pill, I mean, that it stands to reason that's going to be fantastic for you.
I just don't know how comfortable I feel taking this pill. I saw the bird get its eyes ripped out by the golden bandage.
Look, it seems obvious what we need to do here, which is rip out somebody's eyes.
I don't want my eyes to be ripped out. Maybe I will take the pink. Is that maybe that's a better solution to take the pill?
Painful way to not be able to see.
But hold on a second, Nunzio. Which of your two henchmen like their sight less?
There's a brief huddle, and they come back, and Nunzio says that if you attempt to take any of their eyes, they're going to have to kill you.
God damn it!
Okay, fuck. They did think about it, though, which was very sporting of them.
I appreciate that they deliberated about it. That was nice.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting just a straight no. So
I mean, Lord Baron, you could make history right now by being the first rich person to ever accept a pill from me without knowing what it's for.
I'm not interested in this
scared?
History.
Are you scared?
Yes, I'm scared. I'm very scared.
You should just do it.
That's a scared fear. Amongst other things.
Does someone have a song that could calm me down? Can anyone can any one of you play a song? I don't know what to do. I feel horrible. And I don't feel like this is the right decision to do. Because I'll tell you right now, the only song I have running through my head is this one I heard 10 years ago from a man who did take many pills, and it was a very tough time for him, and this is how it goes.
No, it's nothing like that.
What happened was he would take these needles and he would stick them all over his body, and he claimed it would heal him, but you should have seen the damage that was done to him. And he wrote a whole song about it. He was blind. He couldn't hear. He was missing toes. He was fucked up. It was crazy.
This is a pill, not a needle.
His name was Iago, and we hated him.
I think it's worth trying a pill.
You should try the pill. I'll sing to you. I'll sing to you if you'll take the pill.
I don't know if I could do it without being soothed by a song.
Could I sang you a song that you liked, would you consider it?
Yes, I will.
All right. Should I roll for that?
I mean, you don't have to if you just want to sing a song. You know,
I'll just sing.
Okay.
I don't need to roll. I feel more bands.
I feel terrible. I hate this song. Who wrote it?
I wrote it.
It sounds like shit.
Take the pink pill.
Just give me the pill. Stop singing. I don't care.
Okay. Wait.
Promise to stop singing.
Does that make it any better?
No, it doesn't make me feel any better. It makes me feel terrible. Just give me the pill. Whatever I have to do to get Dick to be quiet.
He's going
to
take the pill. Okay. Good job. Thank you for this. You know, this is a big moment for you.
All right. Okay. I will take the pill. I'm taking it right now.
Great. So I will need a constitution check from you. Looks like you have +0 to your saving throw.
Well, that is not very good, is it?
No,
my
not
constitution
particularly.
Constitution doesn't feel very good. I rolled a 16.
So despite having not a great constitution, honestly, you're not feeling very much. I think you might have to take several more.
Yeah, I've got a bunch. They're wet. They're wet, 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 but I got them.
Take a wet pill, dude.
Oh, it's supposed to make him hit faster.
The last time I took a wet pill, you don't even want to know what happened. Just kidding. I've never taken a pill before.
Well, all right, well, not take three.
Oh, my God. Okay. This
Come on, you're setting a bad example for me. I'm a little boy.
This has gone terribly wrong. I'm not feeling a whole lot, although I am feeling a little bit inspired. Pass me my pan flute. I'm feeling a bit inspired. I've written a song about the way I'm feeling right now.
Hold on. Can I roll to not pass him his pan flute?
Are you holding his pan flute? Like, did you steal it from him?
It's in my bag. Yeah, I carry it for him because he's...
I didn't realize that Porpo was his roadie, but sure. Yeah. You can... it sounds like you're going to need a persuasion roll against Porpo to make him hand you your pan flute.
Okay, you got to roll.
Pass me my pan flute. 4 +3, so 7.
So this would be an opposed roll. So Porpo, why don't you go ahead and roll?
Okay. 11.
No, so you absolutely have no interest in passing the pan flute to him.
Porpo, give me my pan flute. I've never been more inspired. I'm what I'm what I once heard someone say, I'm coasting.
No, it's staying in my bag. You can take one more pill, though. Take another wet pill. Because we got to get you to the point where you can't see, right?
That's I need more room for mints in my shoes. I got to get rid of these pills.
All right, give me one more pill. I will take only one more. That's it.
All right, one more pill.
All right.
Hey, I'm taking the pill.
Go ahead and make another constitution check.
I rolled 18.
Yeah, these pills are doing absolutely nothing for you. Like,
I'm gonna be totally honest. I think I might be able to actually see better than I could before.
Baron, what if you just close your eyes?
I don't know. Is that the same thing? I feel like
try it.
I mean, I saw
a little bigger than they did before. This is unusual.
You could attempt an extended double blink or double wink.
Yeah, do a long wink.
Okay, let me. Yes, I mean, I'll try closing my eyes. Do we think that would work? I mean, I feel like anyone who came through here before would have figured this out and they would have done it.
Well, maybe they didn't. They just closed the door after them.
Okay, all right. I'm closing my eyes now.
Okay, your eyes are closed.
Is anything happening?
Well, I mean, you're just standing there, correct?
Yes, but my eyes are closed.
Yeah, all right, so you're standing there and you cannot currently see anything.
Yes, but isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Oh, I'm gonna. Can I hold the painting up with the script just in front of Lord Baron's face with his eyes closed?
You can. Yes.
Okay, I'm doing that. Anything, Lord Baron?
No.
No, I can't. Wait. Pass me my pan flute.
No, it's not.
Okay, I can't. No, I can't see anything. I literally can't see anything, but I also can't see anything in my mind's eye.
Oh, okay. So maybe the pill is working.
it might be, but I can see incredibly well. How many more wet pills do you have?
Oh, I got 16 or 17.
Oh my God. That is so many wet pills. Okay.
They give you a lot. They don't expect you to be able to give them all away, but that's okay. Where I come in.
I'll take one more pill.
Great, I'll give you another pill.
Okay.
This one was like the arch of my foot, so it's real wet.
Okay, yeah. I took the pill.
Oh, wow.
All right, go.
I rolled a 12.
I'm going to say the cumulative effect of these pills at this point, every time you take one of these, it's just a further hit on your health. And sure, let's just say you temporarily go blind. I'll go ahead and give you what you want.
All right. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel pretty fucked up. And
you may have a penicillin allergy.
I wrote a song. I wrote a song to describe how my eyes are feeling right now. Can you guys hear the song now?
Yeah.
Do
you like it?
You would not be the first person to have given this feedback. You'd be surprised.
Really? Someone else has written a song called Blurry about about their vision?
Is it blurry or can you not see anything at this point?
When you took it all away.
It's all gone. Yes. They meant my sight. They took away my sight. And I'll be honest,
kind of shove it in your face.
I'm going to be honest. I can't. Yeah. And then take it away, please.
This thing we do to you.
When you shove it in my face, make sure to then also take it all away, please. And I'm going to be honest with you right now, Dick. Giving me all these pills, I do feel like she fucking hates me. And... anyway, I can't see shit. I'm blind as fuck right now. I'm hella blind. I'm crazy blind.
Are you gonna feel around in the room, or what are you gonna be doing?
Yes, 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 yes. I'm feeling right now. My arms are out. I don't know what I'm touching, but my arms are out, and I'm walking around.
While you're stumbling around, when you get close to one of the bookshelves, you feel like you bump into something that was not there previously, and it feels like a handle. You feel a handle. The rest of you, by the way, see Lord Baron touch something in the middle of the air, and you can't actually see anything that he's touching.
Okay. I think I'm feeling something, and I can't tell what it is, but it feels...
What does it feel like?
Smooth. Feels smooth and long, but generous.
Do you want to give it a yank?
Do you want me to give it a yank? I don't. Do you guys want me to? Nunzio, you've been in here before. I will be honest. It feels a bit like a handle. Do you?
Yeah, come on, yank that generous bad boy.
Sorry. Do you want me to yank the handle?
Pull on it a bunch. Pull on it.
Okay, I will. I'm pulling on it. Is anything happening? Do you need a roll for this?
No. You pull on the handle and you hear what sounds like a loud mechanism from behind one of the walls in the room.
Okay, now I'm hearing something, and it's not my usual voices. It sounds like, I think that wall over there, there's something moving behind that wall. I can hear it. Can you guys hear it?
Yeah, everyone did hear that. That was not just in your imagination.
Yeah, like a mechanism of some kind, I think.
Yes, that wall over there.
Let's go. I you know what? I've got I have a hammer in my bag, and I would like to hit like the bookshelf in front of, like, where the sound came from. Just hit it with my hammer a bunch. Smash it up.
I'm gonna guide Eddie along with my hand, because he moves a little slower than everyone else now, because he's the size of a small boy.
It's like a precious moment as I'm guided over.
So hammering on the walls doesn't appear to be having much of an effect. However, Lord Baron, as there's all the activity in the room, and you're jostled around, and you stumble into a second handle that's protruding from another bookshelf. Again, everyone else can't see or feel these handles. It's only you that can touch those.
Stop with your incessant hammering. Stop it.
Okay.
That's not doing anything. I felt another handle. This one is short and fat.
You should have just said that originally.
And selfish. Do you guys want me to pull this handle?
Pull the handle.
What a pair of handles.
Yeah. It's a crazy pair of handles. I've never felt handles like this before. I can't see anything still, but I can feel this handle. Okay. This feels almost more like a dial. I'm going to turn it. Okay. I'm turning it now.
Okay, again, everyone else in the room hears a mechanism emit a loud clunk, and then a door swings open on one of the walls of the room.
Oh, that was lucky.
Yeah, lucky for you. I can't see shit.
A door just opened. Like, if you could see, you would have seen that a door just opened. So you're sort of missing out on that. If you like doors, you're missing out on,
just so you know,
a big door moment.
I do like the doors.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that doesn't.
I can see perfect. I'm completely sober.
I can't see at all.
Nunzio, is this like a new thing? This door that just opened? This isn't like a.
Yeah, this is totally new. We've never been here through there. So, you know, nice job.
Oh, you just now, played Lord, so cool, Nunzio.
I might be a 12-year-old boy with the face and voice and personality of a 70-year-old person. But when I see a door open, I gotta go through it. Let's go through that door.
All right.
Get on the
boost.
They agree heartily and troop off through the door. The hallway behind the door is again made out of
door. I can't see the door. Someone come.
I got Lord Baron.
Bring me through the door, God's sake.
I got Lord Baron. You come with me. I got your hand.
You.
Here we go.
Thank you. My God.
It's again a well-dressed stone corridor behind the door here. This is again a part of these catacombs that clearly a lot of care has gone into. So after traveling for maybe about 30 feet or so, it ends in a new door, which opens to a new room that is completely tiled. Okay, so they're about 3-inch square tiles that are covering both the floor and walls and ceiling of the room. In the center of the room is a marble basin, and there is a row of pitchers by the fountain each made from a different metal. There's also a steel spoon sitting next to the pitchers. There's also a water pump sitting next to this stuff, like an old school, like water pump, like from a well. And the other feature is that there's on one wall, there's letters spelling out a strange phrase.
Hey, I can't see anything. Could one of you three describe in great detail everything that is in this room, please?
Hey, what is that? What does that phrase say, Nunzio?
Sorry, there's a phrase.
There's a phrase on the wall.
There's a phrase on. Okay,
what
the
else
wall.
Is in here? Is anyone can tell? Tell me what's going on.
Well, we're gonna find out what the phrase says.
So the phrase says pH is water dies, D-I-E-S.
You know, okay. Okay. So this is some pharmaceutical language, and I think the setup you're seeing here is nothing more than you'd see in a big pharma guy's basement. I've seen this exact setup before. You know, it's pretty simple, and I think we're gonna be fine. I mean, Nunzio, have you ever seen anything like this? This just seems like your average sex club.
He sort of looks at you maybe slightly aghast and says, no, he hasn't seen anything like this. What are you talking about?
Oh, you never lived.
Yeah, okay, so we've got some sheltered types in the group, I can see. No big deal.
Nick, is it normal to now be feeling like I'm a completely different person?
That was what I was hoping you would say.
Oh, that because I'm feeling like pretty fucked up. But
more pills.
Yeah, we might need a few more pills. This is becoming a really likable situation. This is nice. I'm gonna go and kind of get a little closer. Inspect the pump. Inspect the spoon.
Okay. So the spoon itself is made out of bright polished steel, but otherwise, you know, it's like probably about a foot long, so, you know, large metal spoon. The pump itself looks like just an ordinary water pump. I don't know if you want to try to use it at all. The row of pitchers, as I said, they're each made of a different metal. If you care, there's tin, bronze, copper, brass, lead, and iron.
I just want to go that your pills might interact with a different kind of metals a little differently, but not to worry, everything's gonna be fine.
Boy, maybe that's what's happening to me because I feel like I'm a different person.
No, that's this is I he's gonna be so thrilled. That's exactly what it's supposed to do.
I'd like to use the pump just to see if it works.
Sure. Yeah, it does. And pretty quickly produces what appears to be clean water. It's hard to tell, but it's, you know, it's clear. So that's at least a good step towards the water being fine. It doesn't smell bad or anything either.
Should we fill up all of these pitchers? Maybe. I mean, I don't see.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't hydrated in a while. Could be a good move anyways.
I don't know. I can't see anything that's happening right now. I don't know about it, but I do feel like I want to play a song, though.
All right, water, quick. We got to fill the water. Let's fill those jugs up.
Fill all the pitchers. Let's fill all the pitchers.
Yeah.
We have seconds to do this.
It doesn't take long to fill the pitchers with water.
All right. I didn't write a song about it.
Yeah, Lord Baron, I'm coming around to you.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that. Who's Lord Baron? All right, fine, all right.
Dick, can I have a mint? Do we have any mints?
Oh, I do. They're pretty wet, but here you go. Just think of it as like your mouth, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So pH is water dies.
Yeah.
Okay. Nunzio, do you have any idea what that means?
He has no idea whatsoever. He's not the brightest, brightest guy you've ever met.
I'm starting to think Nunzio is a fucking idiot.
Lord Baron, what's...
Nunzio, you're a fucking idiot. You don't know shit. You fucking bring us down in. You don't...
Like most stupid people, he's not particularly fond of being called stupid.
Yeah, you fucking moron. You're a stupid piece of shit. You don't know fucking shit.
If you took that pink pill, that could have been you. You could have been cool like that.
Yay, fucking idiot. Should have taken the pink pill like me. I'm fucked up, baby. Oh.
Nunzio appears to be trying to determine if your head will fit into one of the pictures.
Can I inspect the walls?
So the walls, as I mentioned, they're covered in about 3-inch square tiles. They're like porcelain tiles. They have a glossy finish. It's sort of a very faint blue. It's a little bit of a kind of a bathroom vibe to this place, which I think Porpo would be somewhat familiar with. So you can make an investigation roll to see if you...
Sorry, before Porpo rolls, can I give him some bardic inspiration?
You certainly can.
Okay.
Hi, Porpo, I want to play a song for you, get you fucking fired up and help you with this investigation. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Saying you want to inspect, you want to inspect some shit?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, I got a song for you.
This is actually helping, I think.
This is got better since the pills.
Yeah,
I think so. So the Bardic Inspiration, you can add an additional D6 to your to your test.
Okay, I'm rolling. That's a 14, so D20.
Okay.
And a 4 with a D6.
And then you have +2 for investigation, so a total of 20. So you don't find any evidence of any secret doors or cracks or anything along the walls, but while you are investigating, you do notice that the tiles that have the letters on them, they are actually loose, and you can actually remove them from the walls.
I think I helped you without investigation.
You did. Honestly, you did.
I wrote that song just right now. It just came to me, and I was like, what the fuck? I bet this is going to help out my boy Porpo, but I can't see shit. Fuck.
I wonder if...
Where's Nunzio, that little fucker? That fucking idiot. Nunzio, get over here. Let me fucking touch your nose.
He is not over there, so you cannot touch his nose.
Nunzio, where are you, you motherfucker?
So it's pH is water dies. Are all of the tiles loose that have letters on them, or just a few of them?
Yes, all of the ones that are loose, all the ones that have letters on them are loose.
Well, my guess here is I like doing word puzzles in my free time. My guess is that potentially what we have to do, I don't know if you guys are good at word puzzles and such, but...
You know who's probably not good at them? Fucking Nunzio, dumb fucking idiot.
Let's leave Nunzio alone for now. He brought us down here.
Fucking moron.
I'm really sorry, Nunzio, for all this. I think maybe what we should try and do is rearrange these letters and maybe spell something different. You know, and maybe there's a solution in there. You know, what do you guys think about that?
Hell, I'm all for it.
I mean, yeah, you got that blue pill on your side. I'm down.
Okay.
I don't know what we should do, but I like you figuring it out.
This new Lord Baron fucking rules.
I am fucked up. I've never taken pill before, but I'm fucking wrecked. Oh, fucking shit. I bet Nunzio can't even fucking rearrange him to spell him because he probably can't even spell his own name. How do you even spell Nunzio? Probably like N-O-N. Fuck.
Well, let me try this here.
It's an anagram, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is. I'm a little rusty with
I apologize. It's just the medication.
Nunzio has now spent enough time around you all to understand that he should just ignore most of what comes out of your faces.
pH is water, dye.
Dyes, plural.
Dyes.
Yeah.
Dye. Interesting.
Okay.
I rearrange it to say patisserie.
Oh, wow. Eddie, that's incredible.
Thank you.
It's also not spelled correctly, so...
Yeah. I'm only 12.
Kind of a phonetic spelling, I get it.
Yeah. Definitely a gold star for the attempt.
Well, we have all these different pitchers here. And they're made of different things.
Yeah.
And we know it's a bit of a bathroom vibe. What if I urinate in one of the pitchers?
Oh, what if an amiotic you used to be a human toilet?
That's sort of what brought it.
What if I piss on you and then you think, well, fuck, it's this metal, you know? You know what I mean.
I'll let you. You know what? I'm in a sporting mood. I will let you piss on me if you want to.
Oh yeah. Okay, I can't see shit, so you're gonna have to, like, at least let me know where you're at.
Eddie, can you hold his penis?
Yeah, and
like hide it, or his hand while he's holding his.
Yeah, he's closer to the ground.
And let's all remember, I am actually 70.
Yes, you're not. You look like a child, but you are 70 years old.
Like, if someone were to stumble into the room right now, we would quickly explain the context.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's easy. Eddie, get over here. Grab me dick. Torpo, I'll get underneath my piss.
Yeah, yeah.
And then maybe something will come to you.
Yeah.
You know, I'm usually the one watching in this situation each and every time.
And I don't even know what that means. That's fucked up. I'm playing a song, though. And I got a good song for
this. What song for this?
I know you won't want to hear it. I know you won't want to hear this. Like me pissing on you. That's a weird noise. So I'll play a song and then you won't
cover up the piss noise. Yeah. So you're pissing on me right now.
It's a romantic song.
Okay.
Is my piss out yet?
I'm covered in it.
All right.
So it's unclear what you all expected to happen as a consequence, but the upshot is that Porpo is covered in urine now, but your situation in the room otherwise has not changed.
Did that work at all? When I was pissing on you, you're like, oh, it's got to be the tin pitcher.
No, it didn't really. I mean, I'm covered in piss now.
That's right.
And that's kind of it, I think.
Yeah.
No inspiration.
Well, Porpo, what if you just like shook your hair out over one of the pitchers?
Okay. Which pitcher? So what are the types of pitcher again?
Tin, one is bronze, one is copper, and I know that I don't like them. And one is, I don't even know, silver or whatever.
Brass, lead, and iron are the other three.
Yeah.
I'm going to shake my hair out over the lead pitcher.
Okay. You now have a lead pitcher, which, did you dump out the water first?
No.
Okay. So you have a lead pitcher filled with mostly water, but now... It smells faintly of urine.
What the fuck is happening? We got fucking six pitchers. We got water. We got pHs, water, dye. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, I don't know what I thought that was going to do.
I feel like Nunzio right now. I don't have a fucking clue.
The other guys have actually sort of wandered over back to the entrance and are now... kind of standing there. They're apparently hoping that you'll figure this out, but don't actually want to watch the details of it.
Yeah, it makes sense. You don't want to know how this sausage gets made.
No, you really, really don't in this case.
I can't blame you guys.
Watching Porpo get pissed on like this, I gotta admit, it might be a little bit thirsty. So maybe if I tried to take a sip from one of the jugs, just a little sip, maybe that would do something. How do we feel about that?
Yeah, I think it's worth a try.
That's absolutely, right. Search me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think right now we just fucking do anything.
All right. Well, I'm not going to drink from the piss jug. Okay. Right. Sure. Maybe I'll take a sip from the brass.
Okay. Right. Tastes like water. Doesn't taste unusual in any way.
All right. Well, that solved my short-term problem.
Wait a second.
Eddie, you go.
Does anyone here, and I rearrange the letters, I go, does anyone here hate piss?
I'm not a fan of it. I mean, again, I used to be a human toilet, and we've been over this. I got pissed on just now, sort of as a favor to my friends here. I'm not a fan of piss, though.
Okay, Porpo, I got bad news for you, and I turn around to reveal that I've made the letters spell out, piss, hate, or die.
That's me, though.
Oh shit, we gotta kill Porpo.
Oh, okay.
Now, I didn't say this was the only solution, but this, I mean, the letters, for the life of me, figure out another way to orient them.
It definitely sounds like we gotta fucking kill him.
I mean, it's not spelled even close to correctly, but I can see
there
it.
There is definitely a leftover letter or two.
Okay, now, I don't, here's the thing, okay, Popo. I don't want him to die. He's my podcast partner. And yes, my accent changes slightly every time. But the thing is, maybe because we had to blind me in the last room, maybe one of the waters from these pitchers would make me see again. And then that's the one that we pour into the fucking basin. Is that a thing? I don't know. I'm pretty fucked up still.
we could try.
Like my eyesight was the key to the last room, so maybe it's the key to this one as well.
Sure.
I'm sort of impressed that piss hater die is actually it nearly fits. Like I think you only have W left over.
Yeah, you see that I've like sort of moved W over to the side to make it look like not part of the.
Yeah. It's casually leaning on the wall, covering up the W.
It's a silent W.
We'll learn what the meaning of the W was later.
Yeah. Maybe the W's left out because it's like piss, hated, die. And then you get the W, you get the win, you get like through the room. Because the piss hater's dead.
Okay. I think the pink pill may be causing some degeneration. This is normal for this stage, though. So don't worry about that's it.
Fair enough. I don't know anything right now, to be honest with you. I'm just throwing out ideas, and even as they're coming out of my mouth, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot.
have we like investigated each of the pitchers yet, one at a time?
You have not drunk from each of the pitchers, but you filled them up with water, so you've at least taken a decent look at each of them.
I think I'll try if I'm the piss hater and this causes me to die, so be it, but I'll try drinking from each of the pitchers.
Okay. Including the lead one
with the pee in it.
Just want to make sure here.
Yeah. I believe my inspiration still stands right now. We haven't been at this 10 minutes yet.
So, Porpo, nothing happens to you from drinking from each of the pitchers. The lead one, obviously, not a huge fan of it, but at least the lead adds a little bit of sweetness to the proceedings, which does help offset the piss a little bit.
Interesting. What if I was to take the lead pitcher with the water and the urine in it and splash it against the wall where the letters were.
You would make the wall wet.
Classic case of that.
It's not the first time I've made a wall wet, if you know what I mean. Do right.
Well, Nuncio, I mean, I feel like you've really fallen out here. I mean, you take a sip. You did. Can I roll to see if I can convince Nuncio?
You can try.
I can see. All right, Nuncio, I'm still a little pissed. You didn't take any of my pills or my mints. So why don't you take a damn sip?
If that's his choice, he would prefer a mint of all the choices available.
I'd like for you to take a sip. Can I roll for?
Yeah, you can roll for persuasion.
All right. I got a six.
Yeah, he says, like, look, we've all been drinking from these things, or Porpo's been drinking from these things. He likes the letters. He thinks maybe there's got to be something with the letters.
Hmm. Okay. Can I actually, what is like the level of science, the general science knowledge in this world? Is this like,
it's sort of late Renaissance. They have access to primitive steam engines, and there are firearms in the world. So, late Renaissance, early Industrial Revolution kind of
technology. Okay. Level. So I wouldn't know about like the pH level of like water.
Probably not. That chemistry hasn't advanced far past alchemy at this point.
Okay. I just didn't, I was like, this is going to be 10 minutes of me going down a road that with no light at the end of it. If I like, all right, we test the pH levels of all the.
Yeah, no, you would not have any knowledge of pH levels.
Hmm. What does letters spell again at the start?
pH is waters dies.
Water dies. Yeah.
Water dies.
Or piss hate or die with an extra W left over.
Yeah.
Right.
pH water dies. Fuck. That's fucked up, man. I don't even know, dude. I don't even know.
The pills are wearing off, I think.
I think that's probably right. Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I can see a little bit.
Yeah.
So your vision's coming back.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
That's a positive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my vision's coming back a bit, and I'm feeling I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I feel loose.
So we know that the tiles can be removed from the wall. Can I like investigate them further to see what's happening with them, to see if there's anything else? Like can I see the other side of them? Is there something on the back of them or?
Good question. The tiles themselves, they like you're not sure what holds them in place. It could be like magnets. It could be some kind of enchantment, but there's no obvious mechanism involved for them. But when you place a letter in one of the spots, it clings to the wall at that point, mm-hmm. but they can be fairly easily pried off the wall and rearranged.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm just fucking feeling good over here, dudes. I wrote a new song about it. No, sometimes you're chilling and you're like, you know what? I just want to fly, dude. Ready, love, and fly. Ready, love, and fly.
So, Nunzio has kind of wandered over and he has spelled out "we are" as two words, but he has a collection of letters left over that he's not sure what to read.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Eddie, you're looking about 40 years old at this point. I think yours is wearing off too.
I feel great. Wait, 40 is good for me. Oh, like my body looks 40?
Yeah, you're just a little bit taller.
Yeah, I'm feeling worse and worse every moment. It's fantastic. I loved being 12 before everything got all fucked up. Okay.
Lord Baron, do you have anything for We Are? You got any inspiration?
I lost Lord Baron.
I mean, I like, I'm going to rearrange the letters and say, this ain't too flattering to us, but it dipshits is left.
So As soon as you put the last tile in the phrase "We are dipshits" into the wall, a hidden panel in the ceiling pops open. A banner reading the words "You sure are" unfurls. And a blurt of vuvuzelas blasts out of nowhere, and a door pops open in the wall.
Well, look at that.
Hey, let's go check out the door.
Remember when you guys used to call me Lord Dipshit? Maybe if I wasn't so fucked on this pink pill, I would have figured that out like 40 minutes ago.
Hey, don't blame the pill. Don't blame the pill.
Hey, I just want to fly, baby. That's all it is. Dick, I'm going to be honest with you, girl.
Yeah.
You look fucking good.
Let's get to the door. Let's head to the door. We should head through the door now. We're going through the door.
Is there a Mr. Dick?
Okay, well, you know, thank you for asking. This is the first interest anyone's had in my personal life. There's not, but that doesn't mean...
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and if you want to know, there was one, but he died. What with all the pills I gave him?
Hey, that's fair. And I can be your Mr. Dick if I know I what.
So we head to the door. We head to the door.
So on the other side is, again, another hallway made out of well-dressed stone, similar to the one that led into this room. There is a interesting feature in this one, which is that right in the middle of the hallway, sort of just with no apparent reason, there's what can only be described as a ziggurat of dead rats. So there's a pile of rats. They're stacked up very carefully. They're all facing the same direction. And it's just kind of sitting there in the middle of the hallway.
Uh-oh.
Damn, this is an interesting feature.
Now,
and of course I'm talking about a dick's ass.
Now, are we...
See, this is an unprecedented side effect.
I don't know what is happening right now, but
you were supposed to, and if I'm being honest, you were supposed to go blind and then die, not go blind, become less blind, and then become horny.
I'm going to be honest. It's like I'm seeing a woman for the first time.
Now,
that's not good. I like it.
I like what I'm seeing. If
you might have to list that on the side effects of this
drug. Yeah, I'm going to get in contact with the pink pill and let them know that they need to be destroyed.
The ziggurat of rats, what is it? Yes. What is it looking at? They're all looking in the same direction. What are they facing?
They're facing further down the hallway. So they're facing away from you as you approach them.
And how tall is this?
It's probably about 2.5 feet stacked up.
You know what else is 2.5 feet tall right now?
This is not going to come together the way you think it will.
Now,
I don't know. You said there was no mystery.
I need to get away from this situation. I want to go up and examine the rats.
Okay. The rats don't appear to have any trauma to them. Like there's no blood, there's no obvious wounds. They appear to be in perfectly good condition. They're just all dead and stacked up in a hallway.
Well, see, I don't think we can say that there's been no harm done to these rats until we do a full autopsy, see what was in their system.
Yeah, I mean they might have eaten some of the green pills, right?
Sure.
Can I kind of head to the end of the hallway and see what those rats are looking at?
I'd like to do an autopsy on Dick.
Which,
all right, I'm going to go to the end of the hallway too. Yeah.
Between me and Lord Baron almost as a human shield.
Yeah, that's probably the safest. So
maybe Dick, you would like to, maybe you have a pill that would be like an antidote for me because I'm pissing you off so much. Maybe there's like a, you would roll for, I can roll for medicine.
You could roll for medicine. Yeah. I mean, I've got other shit.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be honest. Like I want to fuck so bad right now. Like it hurts me.
We need to solve this problem.
Dick, you got something that I could take that would maybe make this go away because I hate myself. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate this.
I've got a purple pill, but I don't know. I don't know. I just sort of picked this up in my travels. I don't know what it's supposed to do. I've been hanging on to it. You can try it.
Okay, I'm going to take this purple pill and then I will roll for medicine. Is that correct?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, okay.
Anything to get this to stop.
It's a five. Medicine is plus one, so I'm six.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference, sure. You look at the pill and in your somewhat altered state, you're considering kind of what to do with it, and you sort of reach a conclusion that maybe this pill is best administered nasally. So you kind of cram it up in there. Nothing much happens right away, but after a short period of time, I'm going to say for the sake of party cohesion that we'll go ahead and let the purple pill cancel out the three wet pink pills, and you're feeling what passes for normal.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know, Dick, what was in that purple pill, but I do feel a little bit like, I feel a little bit like how the four lovers in Midsummer Night's Dream must have felt when they were finally relieved of the love potion.
He's back to normal.
I haven't read that before. My uncle Will wrote it. It's a very famous play.
He's back to normal.
Jesus
back to
Christ. Normal. Okay.
Demetrius, Helena, Hermia. Yeah. So
at the end of the hallway,
Lysander. I feel like another right door. Now, I feel normal and great. This holy shit! This rat tower is, whoa, my god! I've never seen anything like that.
At the end of the hallway is another door leading to a long rectangular room. The two long walls, which one of the entryways is centered on, there's a variety of paintings hanging here. The subject of the paintings ranges pretty widely. They're all kind of single subject portraits, but there's a fireball, a roaring fireball heading towards you. There's a snarling wolf. There's a menacing looking orc and several other kind of dangerous looking creatures. There's also a few paintings that are that are not dangerous looking. There's one of a sleeping dog. There's one of a soccer ball. There's one of a painter. So like a self portrait of a painter. And there's also a glazed ham. Okay. There's a long table in the middle of the room, and judging by the paint pots and brushes on the table, this is clearly where someone did some of the work here. Okay. They're on the two short walls. There is a mirror on one of the short walls, and there is a hook on the other short wall.
Hmm. And are we trying to escape this room? We've just arrived. We've just arrived here.
You just arrived here. Nunzio says here. You guys are heading in the right direction.
I don't even know how we're going to possibly get through this room.
Yeah, we've been at this for like an hour and 40 minutes, so I think maybe. We take a little bit. The water thing took a lot out of me. I'm getting pissed on also. So.
Yeah, you reek. I'm sorry.
I think
it's the pee.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Because
the unmistakable scent.
Yeah. So you guys all agree? Let's just have a little seat in the corner. Let's relax before we get too crazy. Nunzio, you think we got? I don't think we're in any danger. You think we could just chill here for a minute?
Yeah, he agrees. He thinks this seems like a safe spot.
Okay, awesome. Let's chill out, dudes.
Yeah.
Let's maybe take it easy. Let's rest for like a month, let's say.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. Awesome.
Quick month rest.